This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, talking about prison phone systems and the hosing that they are giving what are arguably the poorest of the poor. It's very expensive to use a prison phone system, and we can tell you a little bit more about that. There's actually a lawsuit that unfortunately did not proceed. It was kicked out of court over these systems and how they basically have prisoners bent over a barrel and charge them an arm and a leg just to try to call home, just to try to contact loved ones on the outside. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Of course, as always, we'll take your calls here about whatever is on your mind as we continue. But I'm sharing a story from Prison Legal News, which is a great publication. You'll probably appreciate how they do their operations, Melanie. They actually send Prison Legal News, this approximately 70-page newsprint magazine, into prisons and jails across the United States. And whenever one of the prisons and jails, which inevitably it's going to happen, whenever they refuse to allow this particular publication in, they sue them. And they win time and time again. In fact, they've won so many times. There was actually only one case recently where they actually lost it, and they're appealing that. That's how they fund their entire operations, is off the backs of these prisons who end up losing what is obviously a free speech violation, a free speech case for the prisoner to have the right to read. What is not, it's not porn, right? Like, there's certain things that the prisons are able to legally prohibit.
Porn, violence, inciting. Yeah. Right, yeah, but not the news.
Not the news, exactly. So we're sharing from that an update here from prisonlegalnews.org on the consolidation within the prison phone system industry. It turns out Securus and GlobalTel Link, also known as GTL, have approximately 70% of the prison and jail phone industry between just those two companies. And Securus recently swallowed up its fourth largest competitor, and that's what this story was all about. In a research note about GTL's acquisition of Telmates, the Prison Policy Initiative explained why the ever-consolidating prison and jail phone industry matters for prisoners and their families, saying, quote, "Now that there are just two major national companies left to compete for contracts, it will be harder for facilities that want to lower their prices to do so. Because the primary differentiation between vendors is cost, having fewer companies compete for contracts will mean less choice for the facility that awards the contracts and less of an incentive for the companies to offer good deals." And, that's just basic economics. If there are more competitors, you're probably more likely to get a better deal. Not that there are really any good deals to be acquired in the area of being a prisoner and making a phone call.
Yeah, the cheapest I've seen is $10 for 10 minutes.
Around here, you mean? Or just in general?
Just in general.
Anywhere. Yeah, I think that's what it is in the Manchester jail. I forget what the current rates are here.
But it's not a dollar a minute. So, like, if you call for 3 minutes, it's $10.
$10.
It's $10
for
10 minutes.
And there's two different configurations even between the jails within New Hampshire. So the one in Manchester is that one that you're talking about, where it's the $10 flat fee. They cut you off after 10 minutes. You can't go any longer than that. And then in Keene, I believe it is a per minute. So there's a certain, high fee for the first minute for just basically connecting the call, and then after that it's a lower fee per minute. I think they max you out at either 10 or 15 minutes on those calls as well. There is a certain maximum.
And it's not even the whole time, because they interrupt you, two or three times to remind you that you're being recorded in case you forgot that you were calling the jail, right?
Like. In a research note, going on here, the Lee Petro, an attorney with law firm Drinker, Biddle & Reith, LLP, who represents petitioners in the Right Petition, a regulatory proceeding before the Federal Communications Commission related to the cost of prison and jail phone services, told Prison Legal News that he largely shares those concerns. He said, quote, "The acquisition of IC Solutions by Securus is just another step in the consolidation of private industry that already operates as a monopoly at the facility level. By acquiring IC Solutions, Securus has eliminated a potential competitor that had actively bid for large jails and state prison systems. If this transaction is approved, it's likely we'll see just two or three bidders for large facilities and further elimination of controls over ICS and their rates and fees. So you got bad news on the consolidation front, and then in another recent issue, this is their August 2018 issue of Prison Legal News. This is from Christopher Zukas writing about a federal judge dismissing class action suits over jail phone rates. According to details here, it was August 10th of 2017 that U.S. District Court Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers dismissed four related class action lawsuits in which prisoners challenged the rates and commission kickbacks associated with jail phone service contracts. What do you know? The judges are backing up the prison industry. A group of attorneys representing California prisoners held in San Mateo, Santa Clara, Contra Costa, and Alameda counties filed class action complaints alleging the cost of phone calls at those facilities violate the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment's unlawful takings provision, the 14th Amendment's equal protection clause, and Section 1 of the Sherman Antitrust Act. The plaintiff said county officials contracted with prison and jail telecom firms Global Tellink and Securus Technologies, which charged, quote, unreasonable, unjust, and exorbitant rates for phone calls made by prisoners and then kicked back extortionate, that's a new one for me. I know extortion, but extortionate and outrageous commissions to the county jail. So like I was saying, the jail gets a cut off of every single phone call, and of course they allow the phone system, you know, in this contract, part of the deal is they get the system and they get a cut, and the phone, of course, company makes probably the majority of it. Under President Obama, the Federal Communications Commission took decisive action to reduce prison and jail phone rates. Thus far in Trump's administration, however, the FCC has taken a hands-off approach to the prison telecom industry and refused to defend its own order capping in-state rates. Phone calls from county jails can be extremely expensive, reaching over $1 per minute for intrastate calls. Those fees bring in huge profits for Global Tellink and Securus, and the counties receive a percentage of the revenue through commission kickbacks. The lawsuits reported that Alameda County received at least $1.5 million annually based on a contractual 70.5% commission. Wow, I'm surprised it's that high. While Santa Clara County received a 61% commission that resulted in $1.7 million in kickback payments, and Contra Costa County received around $720,000 per year with a commission rate of over 50%. And it's interesting that there's a fairly large range there between 50% and 70.5% for these different counties. I'm guessing that has to do with the amount of people that these jails typically have in them, and maybe the jails that have more people get a lower, I don't know, maybe they get a lower rate, or I'm not sure how that would work out. According to KTVU.com, under California law, revenue gathered from the phone systems must be deposited into an inmate welfare fund for education and rehabilitation programs. If not needed for that purpose, the funds can go to jail maintenance. Attorneys for the plaintiffs argued that much, and possibly most, of that fund goes to jail maintenance and not rehabilitation programs.
Oh, yeah, I'm really surprised by that.
Surprise, surprise. However, Judge Gonzalez-Rogers found the prisoners had failed to state claims for constitutional violations. She stated, quote, that the commissions charged may result in higher phone rates, which in turn may reduce the frequency and length of phone calls made, does not constitute a governmental restriction on plaintiffs' constitutional rights, she said. A significant problem with the suits was that they named county governments as defendants, and according to the court, quote, the Ninth Circuit has not recognized an independent right to telephone access for inmates that could be impeded by government action. Even if that wasn't the case, the judge held the plaintiffs did not show that any deprivation of phone access was, quote, essentially absolute, unquote. So basically saying, look, you're in prison, you don't have a right to call anybody, so you don't really have any kind of standing here. You have not failed.
That's also the argument that it sounds like they're trying to make is an economic discrimination argument, which does not work.
Plaintiffs have not alleged the imposition of any regulations or restrictions that prevent them from using the telephone for communications, nor they have alleged that the rates are, quote, so exorbitant as to deprive detainees of access altogether, she wrote. A First Amendment claim was allowed to proceed, but later dismissed by the court in October of 2017. Of course, prisoners and their families who cannot afford to pay the exorbitant phone rates charged at county jails are, in fact, essentially deprived of telephone access. So, case dismissed, sadly. The federal judge did not want to hear the case at all, saying the prisoners had failed to state claims for constitutional violations, essentially saying, hey, look, the Constitution doesn't address whether or not you have a right to make a phone call from a prison cell. So since it doesn't say it, we're not going to hear the case. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What's a financial abortion? We'll find out coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. free.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
Also, I want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System, because your property and your family are precious. So protect them with Blink, like we have done. Mark and I, we've both got Blink motion-activated HD cameras in our homes, and they are wireless. They set up super fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. I've had mine set up for about a year now, I think, and I've yet to receive any kind of low battery notification. I expect that will happen at some point, but it hasn't happened yet, which is pretty great. And they run off of AA, so it's easy to get the replacement batteries for these things. They come with their batteries, by the way, when you buy the Blink Protect system, which you can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Blink is, by the way, an Amazon company, and Blink does work with Alexa. So no contracts, no subscriptions, just great wireless security cameras you can easily set up in moments. Blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we've been talking about prison systems, prison phone systems, scamming people out of just a boatload of money, a dollar plus per minute rates in some cases, with huge percentages going to the jail. I learned something from that Prison Legal News article. I didn't know they were cutting the prisons the majority of each phone call.
That I was not aware of that either.
As much as 70% going to some of the California prisons, and as low as 50%. But in every case, it was basically the majority of the revenue coming in. So it's a huge money maker for these prisons, and of course the companies that are providing the phone service as well. Now, there's other prison related news. I'm going to get to an actual letter from an inmate that was written to us here from there's been guys calling from Jackson, Michigan, who've been listening to WKHM there, which is our radio affiliate in Jackson. And one of them is a Free Talk Live listener from before he went into prison. So we'll share that with you here. But first we go to Matthew calling us online, or from online. He's watching us on our YouTube channel. Go ahead, Matthew. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from Louisiana.
Yeah, this is a completely different topic.
It's okay.
A lot of the people who support Donald Trump, and I feel the same way too, are very skeptical of our intelligence services as of late, and I'm getting to the point of extreme skepticism. Well, for some reason, our intelligence service seems to have gotten a memo from Assad that he's planning on launching a chemical warfare attack against the civilians and rebel fighters in Idlib.
Where the hell is that?
Province.
I don't know where that is, but I feel like it's probably way over there, which makes it not
our
problem.
Business. Yeah.
Right, but the thing is of course, the warmongers in the Trump administration, I'm looking at you, John Bolton, are going to say, we need to attack, you know, when this happens. Mm. If it happens, and is this a false
flag? If it's
flag?
Even real, if it's not, you know, a CI to themselves, like... Why should I believe this?
Informant.
Yeah. So cops have had the habit of, and I've had cops tell me this, they'd go down to the payphone, obviously this was a while ago, and make a confidential call to the police station.
So they would call in the anonymous tip.
Yeah. So I have no reason to think that anything is real,
right.
As far as, you know, government. I mean, because this is just a bigger government agency. Why would I even believe this is true? I mean, like, he wrote a letter to the Pentagon? I mean, like, come on, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, is he sending them a telegraph or something? Or maybe an email? Hey, I'm planning on using chlorine gas.
Yeah, he just dropped it off at the local post office that they, you know, would clearly have over there. Like, hey, take this to the White House, will you? Like, no.
Yeah, but I really think that there are people... in the administration and outside the administration who are desperately trying to force a war on
us. Oh, of course.
Because they know that a large part of Trump's base really does want this thing called, you know, peace and prosperity. And getting us dragged into a war with Syria and Russia and Iran ain't that.
No, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, Trump has done bombings aplenty under his administration. On the other hand, during his campaign and as he was, you know, getting closer to being sworn in, he did make statements about he claiming to be a peace president. Of course, the reality on the ground is different.
I don't know that that's up to him in any meaningful way.
Well, he doesn't have to order bombings, and he has.
Right, Melanie, I really think that our damn government seems to run itself just fine and without any concern for who the guy who's supposed to be in charge of it is.
Well, I mean, again, he doesn't have to order bombings, and he has done that. So it's not like he's done nothing at all, and all the military's just sort of done its own thing without his approval. If he is the commander-in-chief, he can stop things from happening.
Bombings on empty buildings. I will agree with you there. But I don't
I'm
know
pretty sure there's been there was a news there was some sort of count early on in his presidency it was last year which were reported on that had said that he had done more bombings than Obama had like in a certain period of you know window of time. So Trump was just as bombing, if not more so,
right,
than Obama.
I mean the president's there for 8 years and he has
four.
Especially if
he's going to get reelected.
No, I'm not saying Trump specifically. Presidents are there for 8 years.
Frequently.
They're basically figureheads, especially if you go by what the Constitution says. They're definitely just figureheads for the most part. I'm not saying he's innocent. Like, I'm not saying that Trump has never murdered anyone. That's not my claim. But he's not the guy in charge. So there's going to be
wars. So you're saying the president isn't the commander-in-chief of the military? You're saying it's like a puppet government and there's somebody else pulling the strings? Like, who?
I'm not even saying that much. I mean, well, there are too many people who stand to gain for just being at perpetual war, which is basically what the U.S. has been in for the past 200 years.
Do you think Trump would be murdered if he withdrew the troops from the Middle East or Korea or something like that?
Wouldn't be the first time.
So you believe that would be the case?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay. Matthew?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Melanie on this one. It does seem like a permanent bureaucracy seems to have a lot more control over our government than I ever thought they did.
Well, wasn't it Eisenhower who warned against the military-industrial complex?
Yeah, and I was willing to say, okay, I understand what you're saying, Ike. Yeah, we've got to keep an eye on it. Well, apparently, we haven't been keeping an eye on it because it seems to have infested the Justice Department, the intelligence community, every layer of this behemoth, unbelievable government complex, the government media complex that seems to be trying to run our country for us. And
Well, even keeping an eye on it doesn't stop it from growing, right?
Like, yeah, like, I can keep an eye on it. Lockheed Martin is still going to make their money, whether I watch them or not.
Yeah, the only thing that would ever stop them is if people stopped funding the government and obeying the government. You can watch it all you want. Thanks, Matthew, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. If you want to stop funding the government, well, that's tricky because they can just print money. So you probably should go with cryptocurrency. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
It's actually pretty crazy.
The hurricane prompting colleges to cancel classes. This student at Charleston Southern University in South Carolina evacuating but checking out the waves before he leaves the area.
Folly Beach is like right on the coast. We are going to go today just because the waves are going to be pretty good. Tomorrow is when it's starting to get really choppy. That's when everyone's going to have to probably pack up shop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free to control the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Drop on in there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which includes me, Ian.
And Melanie.
Zencash is now known as Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology. That means you've got security, you've got privacy, and they've got a decentralized secure node architecture with more secure and super nodes combined together than Bitcoin has full nodes in its system. That means that Zencash, now known as Horizon, is a very secure system because their network is... what, I think over 16,000 nodes strong last time I looked, which made them at the time the number one most distributed network out there in the world of cryptocurrency. But it's not just cryptocurrency. The Horizon platform also enables real-life use beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. That's horizon.global. As we continue here, we were talking about jails and the just absolutely ridiculous phone system rates and the consolidation within the phone system industry, and I got a letter from one of our listeners in jail. We've got some very dedicated listeners in jail because, well, you don't really have much else to do. If Free Talk Live's on the radio, it's usually something you can appointment listen to. You know what time it starts. You're there. You can tune it in. And in the case in Jackson, Michigan, we are on WKHM, which is AM 970. And actually, we've been on that station for quite a long time. I'll pull it up here. We got our affiliates list over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. Let's see here. Yeah, Jackson has been on with us since 2010, so not quite a decade, but a long time. And they actually do carry this particular hour of the show. So hello to anybody out there who's listening behind bars, whether in Jackson or anywhere out there across the United States or elsewhere. Jackson did get on a year ago on an FM translator, so they're on both AM and FM. So kudos to WKHM for airing the show. Let me get to this letter here from one of our guys on the inside. Turns out he's actually a Free Talk Live listener from before he got behind bars. He says, "Dear Ian, my associate Arthur Rouse called into the show briefly discussing an organization that we started called Prisoners for Liberty. We're dedicated to educating prisoners and felons about the ideas of liberty. Right now, we're only active at Parnell Correctional Facility in Jackson, Michigan. But we're like seeds. If and when they try to disband us, they will try to separate us by mounting us to other, or moving, excuse me, moving us to other prisons. We have a line of succession and instructions for starting chapters up at new facilities. Libertarians, or at least liberty-minded people, are easy to find in prison. I found a nice group of would-be activists at both of the facilities that I have been at," he says. And, of course, again, you got plenty of time in prison, so doing activism is no problem. Normally, activism gets in the way of life because you've got other things that, you know, responsibilities and things that you're called to do. In this case, he says, "I am Bradley Hunt, a passionate voluntarist and activist. I've connected a handful of liberty-receptive people to the libertarian philosophy over the last 16 months, the total time I've been in prison. My earliest release date is September 12, 2020, but I'll likely be in prison an additional year because the MDOC is not getting sex offenders into the MSOP class that they have to take to get a parole. I have to take that class. I was the chair of the Libertarian Party of Northeast Michigan, an affiliate that I started, the only one in Northern Michigan," which, by the way, we're heard in quite a bit of Northern Michigan. He says, "We were known for our rapid startup and high attendance. Our vice chair, Zach Boyle, was on the county planning board, and when he ran for county commissioner, he received 30-some percent of the vote, more than any other candidate who ran under a third party in the whole state. Will Coley received the second highest percentage. I was Zach's campaign manager. I was also media director for the Libertarian Party of Michigan, responsible for nearly doubling their Facebook page's likes in a year's time. I was nominated and awarded the Libby Award promotion at the state convention. All of this took place before the last election. My wife, who I'm separated with now, has a Facebook page called Voluntarist Girl. I'm a longtime listener of Free Talk Live and was a platinum amplifier." That means Brad here, the writer, was giving $25 a month to Free Talk Live in the past. He says, "I've called into the show before about when Michigan cracked down on medical marijuana around the end of January. Apart from libertarianism, I was team lead at Crossmark, a marketing company, due to my leadership skills and high sales. I'm currently attending Jackson Community College and receiving a 4.0 last semester. I'm going for business administration. I took the ACT Work Keys test and received the highest score, platinum. And now I am chair of Prisoners for Liberty, and I want to grow it into a national nonprofit and become CEO and be a career activist. As soon as I am free from Michigan, I plan on moving to New Hampshire." He says our movement needs, so there you go, that's his cred, right? Like, he's been involved with libertarianism. This isn't something he discovered in prison. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that, but he's got a track record on the outside, including being a Free Talk Live listener and supporter. He says our movement needs an organization that focuses on prisoners. This would be like Students for Liberty, but in this case, Prisoners for Liberty. The U.S., he says, has the highest incarceration in the world. Libertarians are probably targeted. And prisoners, victims of government who have been experienced the corrupt court system, are exactly the kind of people that we need to reach, or rather reach out to, he says. It's an untapped market. Felons are naturally rebellious and full of energy. Prison makes us lonely and bored and desperate to be part of something. Prisoners are lost and broken, so naturally more receptive to new ideas. You should support us in any way you can. I'll tell you about what we do. We push people to listen to Free Talk Live, pass out the world's smallest political quiz, the Libertarian Party platform, and FIJA, which is the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's an organization dedicated to informing people about their right to nullify as a jury member, to vote their conscience in a case. He says, we hand out FIJA flyers. We talk to prisoners and debate with them, and we share Reason magazine and libertarian books, and I donate them to the prison library. I focus on building the organization, and AJ, who's the guy who's called us a few times, does legal research, spiritual work, and writes letters and calls various organizations and politicians. He has experience starting nonprofits and businesses. JR focuses on the activism, especially reaching out to the black community. We have other members, too. On the outside, my mother, Renee Hunt, and best friend Zach Boyle send us information, literature, and are building us a Facebook page. We have plans to grow and succeed, but we desperately need dedicated outside support, preferably before I leave prison so I don't have to come back. I don't like it here. I wrote Daryl Perry at the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire P.O. Box in the LNC, which is the Libertarian National Committee, which responded once saying it was an interesting idea, but not yet pledging support. This is what we're asking for. Number one, an outside contact. So anybody out there who is a libertarian and you're looking for an activist thing to do, you're looking for an activist thing to do that's sort of behind the scenes that can help out other activists, in this case the Prisoners for Liberty, without you having to really take any kind of heat, right? Because there's visible activism that some of us do here, like in New Hampshire, civil disobedience and doing media or whatever. And then there's the behind-the-scenes activism like this. So here's what they're saying they need help with. Number one, an outside contact who's dedicated to helping us with outside work, such as running our Facebook page to get us likes by posting content and make the page appear professional. My mom and friend aren't very dedicated. Number two, create us a Twitter account and any other social media. Number three, create us a GoFundMe and GoDaddy when we have a decent online presence. Decent online presence. Four, create us a website. Five, eventually advertise us on Free Talk Live. Six, make us an official nonprofit. Seven, provide us with addresses and phone numbers to libertarian people and organizations. Eight, connect us to Adamo Freeman, Cop Block, and Lynn Ulbricht, so maybe Ross can start a chapter at his facility. So referring to Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, that is in prison for a double life sentence plus 40 years, who is a well-known libertarian. These guys want to get connected. They want to get connected with the outside world more so than they already are. They need somebody on the outside to help them with this. If you're interested in this, and there's a little bit more to his letter, but if you're interested in this, you can reach out to me. I'll give you his contact information, and you can reach out to him directly and try to help these guys out. My email is ian@freetalklive.com. We got more coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Bring up whatever you'd like. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a group called Prisoners for Liberty. It's just getting started. In a prison in Jackson, Michigan. Michigan State Prison there. Parnell, I believe, is the facility. Parnell Correctional Facility in Jackson. They've started a group called Prisoners for Liberty. It's actually started, one of the founders is a Free Talk Live longtime listener, somebody who was listening to and supporting Free Talk Live from way back. He was a Free Talk Live amplifier at the platinum level, which is our highest level. Which is a $25 a month, and looks like he was doing that back in 2015, according to my email records here. So, longtime libertarian, he was active with the Libertarian Party. He wrote this letter because he wants, well, first of all, he wants people to know about Prisoners for Liberty, but he wants a Facebook, he wants a social media presence. I guess they have a Facebook page. He's got a friend and a mom on the outside who are trying to help, but they're just not that dedicated to it. They're probably not that libertarian, or maybe they're, you know, super busy or whatever. But if you've been looking for an activist project, if you've been wanting to help out other activists, but you don't want to put yourself on the front lines, this sounds like a really cool opportunity to help people inside prisons and jails in the United States discover the ideas of libertarianism. As he points out, they are a ripe audience for these ideas, and he's looking for somebody who can help them with website administration,
with social media administration, connecting them with other prisoners, people like Ross Ulbricht, sort of noteworthy prisoners, because if you could get Ross Ulbricht to back this organization, and I don't see why he wouldn't. Ross, who's the founder of the Silk Road, now sitting in prison, federal prison, for two life sentences plus 40 years for the crime, the so-called crime of running a website on which people traded things. Ross is a known libertarian. He was known, even when he was anonymous, as Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the site. He had a libertarian book club that went on the Silk Road forums. So, like, Ross has his cred as far as being a libertarian, so it would be great to connect these guys together. But when you're inside one jail, you don't have, like, a, you know, Rolodex you can just go to find out, you know, whoa, which prison is Ross Ulbricht being holed up in? You have no idea. You have to have somebody on the outside who can gather that information and then send it in to you on the inside. Then, once you have Ross's address on the inside, then they can just reach out directly. They could send Ross a letter, and they can begin corresponding directly. So they just need a facilitator. They need somebody who's on the outside to help them out with this. They also would like, in addition to connecting with people on the outside, they would like for you, if you're going to take this role on, to send them books and literature. Books must be ordered new from Amazon and delivered straight to the prison, and literature must be black and white on standard paper. Point number 10, he says he'd like to be kept updated about the Free State Project. And he says the biggest, because he said he's going to move to New Hampshire when he gets out of prison in 2020. The biggest help, he says, is we need to get chapters started in other prisons, especially other states, and on the federal level. Right now, we could only spread within Michigan. A federal chapter would be huge. Personally, he says, I'd love to spread the seeds throughout New England. And he says, My new Israel, so to speak. Maine and Vermont allow prisoners to vote. New Hampshire will be my new home. I want liberty to be strong there, even in its prisons. We need our social media to be strong, for Free Talk Live to promote us, for Ross Ulbricht to establish us on the federal level, and to be in contact with libertarians and organizations in order to help us spread throughout the country. We especially need felon libertarians, activists who frequently visit jails, libertarians who have friends in prison, and family who have libertarians in prison. We need to reach out to them so we can be a living network. Please write me back and let me know if you or anybody else can help. I'd love to also just talk on a personal level. I'm just a lonely libertarian who wants a friend and to network before I make the move. I want to be updated about libertarian news and events, and I'd love to help anybody else out in any way I can. For Love and Liberty, Bradley Hunt at the Parnell Correctional Institution. I'm not going to give out his address here just because I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but if you want to get in touch with Bradley, you can send me an email at ian@freetalklive.com. If you want to help him out with this stuff, like when I read this stuff, I'm like, I want to help, right? Like I've been in jail as a civil disobedience activist before. I know at the very least what jail is like. I don't have experience in prison. Of course, Mark Edge, who is normally here with us on Monday nights, spent 9 years of his life in prison down in Florida in the 1990s. So, you know, even here on this show, we have people who've had these experiences. We can empathize, we can relate. And one of the toughest things to do is to have somebody who is on the outside who can consistently do these things. Like, when I look at this, my thought is, man, if I didn't have a zillion other things to do, I could do this, you know, I would want to do this particular job. And it makes me, I really am hopeful that there's somebody out there. You know, we've got a lot of listeners who are libertarian folks who maybe there's somebody out there who's been waiting for an opportunity. Maybe you've been, you know, you've got internet skills. You can administer a website like a WordPress. You are familiar with social media. You can handle these sorts of things. And you want to be the sort of main contact for Prisoners for Liberty on the outside. And maybe it will be a job that would last temporarily. He says he's looking for somebody to handle this until he gets out. So maybe he would take that over once he gets out in 2020. If you want to help these guys get the ball rolling on this, I mean, Melanie, you've just been sort of listening to this letter. Any thoughts on what this guy's putting together?
I mean, I don't know what his goals are.
It sounds like he wants to connect prisoners with the ideas of liberty through getting in touch with them directly, through literature.
Yeah, I mean, so just like mailing people in prison letters.
He wants to start chapters in other prisons. So to kind of create the example in the Michigan prison in which he is in, and then have that copied to other prisoners elsewhere.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't have any real educated opinions on how the organizational stuff would work in the inside, but I mean, people in prison will pretty much read whatever you send them. You kind of have
a captive audience. Yeah.
So yeah, mailing them Liberty stuff is kind of pricey and seems like it might work. It's just, I mean, it's kind of a scatter plot, I guess. You just kind of
Right? I mean, it's not that expensive. I mean, compared with lobbying politicians or compared with running a political campaign, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to send some, you know, black and white papers in an envelope to one guy in a prison block, and then he can distribute them to, you know, the other prisoners there. I think it's a great idea. I got to say, I think this is a great idea. I think Bradley is spot on that these people are good prospects. For
one of the people with someone with a more calm a more calm style than me needs to do that, because I imagine that a lot of the stuff I would write would not be allowed into the prison.
It would get stopped at the censor level. So if you want to help him out, again, it's Bradley Hunt. He's in the Parnell Correctional Facility, and I'm happy to write him back. I will write him back, but I would love to be able to write him back with good news, because I don't want to be able to, you know, I don't want to write him back and say, dang, you know, I put this out on national radio for you and nobody responded. I want to have hope for the liberty movement. Unfortunately, the last thing that happened was we had Mail to Jail, which was a great organization. Longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will remember Mail to Jail. It was a way that one guy on the outside was able to facilitate people writing letters to people on the inside. So, like, I was in jail. I got some stuff from Mail to Jail. Sam Dotson, our co-host in the past, got a bunch of stuff from Mail to Jail. Ademo Freeman. There's so many different activists that have been inside jails at different points that have been given mail from people who wanted to write to them. And it was just a website that collected submissions from people who wanted to write to somebody in jail, some libertarian who was in jail. And the website operator would do the printing of the letters. He would do the stuffing of the envelopes, the addressing of it. And, you know, he had a system down for it. He wasn't handwriting everything. He was printing up envelopes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made it pretty efficient. And it was great. He got some donations from people to, you know, help cover the costs of all this. And it took the steps out of writing somebody in jail, because you have to find out what the address is. You have to find out what the policies are. You've got to, you know, there's steps. You got to write. You got to write up the envelope. You got to put stamps on. You got to drop it off in the mail. He took all those steps out and just made it so you can go to the website and submit it. But unfortunately, when he gave up on doing Mail to Jail, because everybody burns out, a lot of people burn out when it comes to activism, and when he gave up, nobody else stepped up to take it over. So maybe that could be something that Prisoners for Liberty pick up, you know, if this organization can get off the ground. And what he's saying is he needs somebody on the outside, a libertarian on the outside who wants to help with this. It sounds to me like a great form of activism for somebody that wants to do something that can make a difference in people's lives, but stay behind the scenes and not be out on Front Street about who you are, because you don't need to be in order to be this facilitator for Prisoners for Liberty. They want to get this thing much bigger than just one prisoner facility in Michigan. So if you want to get in touch with Bradley, Bradley Hunt there at Parnell, get in touch with me and I'll get your info and get it to him. My email is Ian, I-A-N, at freetalklive.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But
hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.